views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Questionable Conversations Radio, with Dr. Glenna Rice on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you a busy parent? Are you deeply invested in your personal health and success? Questionable Conversations Radio is a space that explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. Is your fast-paced lifestyle draining all of your energy? Join Dr. Glenna as she shares her motherly wisdom, offers her expertise in body transformation, and gives insights on her personal experience as a successful businesswoman. The answers are in front of you. All you need are the right questions. Now, here's your host.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this show with Dr. Glenna Rice. Glenna, this is a big one today.
Mm-hmm.
Big. But before we get started, I got to ask you a question. Today, what we're talking about for everybody out there is, what do expectations create and what can you do to change them? So I got to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. We're talking about expectations. We're talking about projections. I mentioned this in the last hour. Many people in my life that knew me when I was younger, probably, I don't know about you, but I would love to hear this. So many people that knew me never expected in a million years that they would be hearing me on podcasts, talking about positive stuff, talking about possibilities. They never expected that I would be that person. And so many of them, because I had a high school reunion deal go on, right, last year. So when they look me up, they're like, well, we don't actually believe that you're the one that started the Transformation Network or Transformation Talk Radio, because we can't find your name, like, as that person. We never really expected it. So is that really you? And I'm going to stop there, because I want to ask you, you have any of those folks in your life that kind of look back and said, yeah, Glenna, Dr. Glenna, but probably was Glenna, like I was Pat, you know, I'm still Pat, probably said, never expected you to dot, 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 dot. Got any of that?
I probably would say my entire family and all my extended family would never have expected I was even, that I would be on a radio show, that I would have an international business. No, they wouldn't have expected me to do this. They would have had other expectations. I think my mom just wanted me to be happily married, you know. Graduate high school was probably her big thing for me back in those days. I think I had one person in my my high school reunion, about 5 years, maybe it's longer than that now, who said, oh yeah, you were this girl that just didn't want to be there and wanted to go do a lot of other stuff. You just wanted to get out of school, do well, and create. That was kind of their point of view. And I was like, huh, he was probably the closest to actually seeing who I was back then. That was probably right on. But the other expectations, no. It's really funny how people, what people expect of you and how that can influence what you do, because you feel it. You know, you feel their expectations. And if people have expectations that are so much lower than what you can actually create, sometimes it's hard to create past it, because you're always fighting that. You're trying to prove that you're not, projections they're putting on you or the expectations they're putting on you. And those of us who can create beyond it really have a different point of view. You know, we're not buying people's expectations of us the way other people can. So that's really what you want. You don't want to buy into even your own expectations, because you want to create beyond them.
Yeah, I so love that we're talking about this, because you're absolutely right. You know, there are entire comprehensive theories about expectations, research about them. But more importantly, I want to get back to one of the things you said, because studies have definitely shown the impact of what other people's expectations could have on young children. And and they did studies of this. I think this was kind of unethical when they did the first study of this. And it was one of the first studies done on self-fulfilling prophecies. That's what they called it, self-fulfilling prophecies.
Good name. That's a good name for it.
Right. So what they did is they had two groups, and I'm going to simplify it so we don't chew up a lot of time on it. But they had two groups, and they had one group where they told the group, or they told the students, or they told the kids thing X. And thing X was this super important thing that gave them compliments. Then you have the other group where they didn't do that, or maybe even presented a negative. What do you think? How do you think that turned out, Dr. Glenna?
Right? Probably just how they expected it to.
Exactly. And even after studies about this, we still expect things from ourselves and others.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like these patterns we have, that, you know, patterns of disappointments or patterns of things not showing up. Self-fulfilling prophecy is like a whole thing you set up so it doesn't happen. And that's our point of view going into it is going to be that. That's what, you know, we're really potent, magical creators, and we create our points of views. And if you buy into other people's expectations and projections on you, then you're going to start creating from that point of view.
Yeah, because one of the things that cannot happen, maybe somebody can prove me wrong, but this is part of what we're talking about today. So if you want in your life an infinite amount of creatively, numerically, possibilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet you want to hold the expectation of maybe an infinite number of items as well. Those two things energetically butt up against each other. And one of them you have to let go of to support the other one, right?
Absolutely.
There's no intersection or merging, right?
No.
Right.
Well, what expectations do is they stop your awareness of what's possible. They really cut off your awareness of what could be created. So one of the things I love to say is, what if this turned out greater than I could imagine? And that greater than I can imagine will stop the expectations from being there, because your expectations are what you imagine. You know, they're the things you come up with, how things should turn out, how people should show up for you. And if you go greater than you can imagine, which is something I had all the time, because I can get into it too, definitely, then it can turn that off and put me into a different way of being, of going into the possibilities and allowing to see what they are, how they're going to show up, and following the energy of the possibilities versus forcing these expectations into place with my points of views about them. Because if you have an expectation something's going to turn out a certain way, you're not going to see the possibilities unless you can stop that point of view. And that's a choice you have to make to, you know, what am I expecting is going to show up here? And what if it actually could be greater than I can imagine in everything you're choosing?
Yeah. So I love that we're talking about this, because what we don't talk about enough in our society is the infiltration of expectations into our everyday being, doing, thinking, and seeing lives.
Mm-hmm.
So across the board, right?
Yeah.
If I walk in to a place where somebody tells me, you're going to walk in here and it is going to be so dark, you're not going to be able to see. And I'm told that. And yet there I am. I'm on the edge of that. Everything that has to do with darkness now, from when, like when I was 3 or something, has now gotten away to be brought to the surface.
Yeah. And it's going to be dark instead of going, huh, what if I could get a flashlight?
And I'm going to be afraid. See, I'm already afraid. Based on an expectation. Emotionally, I've already gone to the place, perhaps, that I had a scary experience as a kid, maybe, in a dark place. And I'm already now at the place, now you're telling me dark, but you're telling me, oh, we're going to have fun in this dark place. But my experience of that is based on dark places. Dark places are dark places. And guess what? Not really having a fun time thinking about that. So this may be a benign example, but how often, Dr. Glenna, do we bring an expectation of a scenario based on what someone says to me or we say to ourselves that causes an immediate block in anything that could be different?
Oh, totally. And, you know, you bring up fear, and fear is a huge projection we put onto things and an expectation that something that bad is going to show up. I mean, we put it on children all the time. Mothers are notorious for being so concerned and worried for their kids that they project this point of view about fear, which is, you're not even aware if it's true or not. I mean, I don't know how many times someone was running and they said, be careful, you're going to fall. And that's exactly what showed up because it was just projected out there. Or, you know, be careful in this situation instead of being aware of something, and when the child is looking around for something bad to happen and there's nothing bad there, and they totally lose their awareness and they lose actually being safe. I mean, if you're projecting fear, you don't have any safety for the children. You have this thing that's going to show up that you don't know if it's going to show up, and no awareness if it is going to show up. And from awareness instead of the projections and expectations, you can actually see what could show up and then be safe because you could avoid it or know it's not going to happen and have something better than that show up. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. I mean, right now, look it. I had an interesting moment last night where I was I was doing tax stuff, right? So I was putting the 1099 things that I had to get to everybody in my little computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, here's a simple expectation. You think you put something in the computer. This is now what I want to talk about when we come back. It's relationship between expectation and trust. That one.
Good.
Sit down, and I'm sitting here, and I'm doing my little thing on the computer, and you would expect that I'm sitting here, and I'm putting it in, and all of a sudden, I go through this automated filing system, and then you put it in, and you hit a button, and you pay them every time, and they're going to take care of automatically sending people, right, that have done things for our company. They're going to send them the form. So there's the expectation around that look, if I do this and hit the right button, you're going to take care of sending those out. When we come back, we're going to talk about that type of expectation, which very much aligns to one of my favorite words, one of probably your least favorite words, obligation. What happens when the E word flips over and becomes the O word? Which is the dark space we go down then? Oh, yeah. Dr. Glenna Rice, it's all about expectations, but we're taking your comments. We're also taking your questions. Are you stuck in the expectations of your life? Is it causing trauma, betrayal, angst? 1-800-930-2819. Or if you're watching on Transformation Talk Radio on Facebook, type your comment in there. Are you living your life with a little E, or is it like a big E? We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
I love it, Benny. Benny, you're like grooving it today.
Well, thank you. I try.
Yeah. You know, Benny, I always expect you to be grooving it, right?
I hope. Yeah.
Picking the music, pushing the right buttons.
He meets your expectations.
Yes.
Exceeds my expectations.
Yes. So much better.
Like I blush. I blush.
Doing the whole Facebook Live thing. And so, you know, you expect Kat and Carter to have all the right buttons, connect with Benny. Everybody to exceed expectations, right? You show up and you do a lot of work in front of a lot of people, and I do too. There's an expectation too. And if I ever have a bad hair day on air, I will guarantee I've had a couple, not recently, but back in the day, I get a call or an email from a listener. They're like, what's up with you? Are you okay? Concerned. I can only imagine, you know, for those of you, Dr. Glenna Rice, here today, that are out in the world, what expectations do to govern our inner selves, but also to govern the impact that we have on creating the lives we want. Before we talk about expectations, projections, and the O word, obligation, right? Not olive oil. How can people find out more about you? Tell us a little bit about, I know you just got back from traveling. Tell us what you're up to. What are some of the workshops you're doing, facilitations? Tell us about that part of your life.
I have some fun stuff that I'm doing right now. So I just got back from Dublin where I did my energetic manual therapy class, which was phenomenal. And I have another one of those coming up in San Francisco at the end, beginning of March. Next month. And I'm also doing a Business Done Different masterclass, which is a 3-day workshop with using the tools of Access to change, create your business, a dynamic business. Tools are amazing. The class is quite incredible. That's coming up at the end of March. And I have a parenting telecall that's ongoing that I just started, but people are still welcome to join that call. You can find all of the upcoming classes at accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice. That's the easiest way to find my upcoming classes. And you can go to glennarice.com, a website, to find out more about me. And I will have a website. I keep saying this now. It's been a whole month. But a new website, drglennarice.com, is in the works. It's very close. So hopefully this week I can launch it. What would it take? I'm home. I got some time to work on the little bits. And I know you know a lot about changing your websites around because you've done a lot of that since
Wait till you see what we're doing this year. We're like in the final stages of a completely new technology. We decided not to upgrade. So expectations in that arena, for me, expectations would literally have my head explode. So thanks to you, I do my very best, Dr. Glenna, not to go there. But I have my moments.
We do. But it's great to have the tools because you can catch yourself when you're in that. And you can just ask, like, if you're wondering, is this an expectation? And you can just say, is it yes or no, which feels lighter. And if you get yes, say, okay, I can create this beyond expectations or without expectations or beyond what I can imagine. It's really not that hard to change it if you're aware you're doing it, which I'm sure when you've been creating. I mean, I've seen how you work and I see that you do that all the time. What else is possible is how you function, which is why you're able to create this dynamic show all over the country and world. And I've seen it grow with the years we've been working together and having this show. And it's really amazing how you use these tools. You don't get stuck in expectations. You know, expectations always disappoint. They always disappoint you because they nothing will ever show up like you expect it's going to. And you'll always be judging what you create based on an expectation. And then you're going to, you know, start rejecting what you could have created, what you did create. It'll judge you. You'll judge the people you worked with. So if we can get out of expectations, we can create so much more dynamically and greater than we do with these silly expectations. They're so silly. And they're so huge now.
It is silly, right?
Yeah. But
it's kind of like in the silliness, what is it about even our training and grooming as a young child where we start to embed the idea of expectation, right?
Oh.
Because I'm very fortunate enough to somewhere along the line, you know, my therapist used to tell me that the reason I was able to move out of the expectation arena was, in her words, Dr. Glenna, I had been betrayed in my life more times than most people imagine. And I just looked at her when she said that. And I thought, what does she mean? And that kind of leads to the question that I alluded to before about trust. See, because expectations and trust, they are so tied together that they're related to something else I love to talk about, promises and obligations. See, we don't really see the connection in our everyday life. But you and I both know that an expectation can turn into an obligation, which turns into a perceived promise, which then turns into so many things if those are violated.
Yeah. They're all kind of the same genre, you know, trusting that someone will show up the way you think they're supposed to show up or do what you think they're supposed to do is an expectation. You want to trust that a person will be who they are, but you can only do that if you don't have expectations. You have to have your awareness of the situation whatever the relationship you are in with this person, awareness to trust that they will show up the way they're going to show up requires awareness and awareness of the future, which you can't have with an expectation. You know, an obligation is just when you expect them to show up the way they said they were going to be. It's just the same. It's an expectation that they are obliged to do something, because the truth is people aren't. That's why we have laws to try to hold people to their obligations, because people don't. They don't have to. There is nothing that forces a person to show up the way that you think they should show up. They will show up the way they are going to show up. So if we could trust that people will show up the way they're going to, instead of expecting them to show up the way we think they should, then betrayal isn't going to happen, because you won't be surprised by betrayal. It won't exist. You'll know that that person, you know, if someone's a liar, don't expect them not to be a liar. Know that they lie. You will always know they lie. And when they talk to you, you'll go, oh, is that a lie they just said? Yeah. Huh. You trust that they lie. They're a liar. They're not wrong because they lie. They're not bad because they lie. That's what they do. It's only bad if you think they're going to tell the truth. Then you are betrayed by their lies. But if you know they're not going to tell the truth, then you're not betrayed by it. If they're going to show up the way they show up. And that's allowance for who they be. And it's funny, with people that do lie, if you have allowance that they lie, they tend to lie less, because that's not projected on them all the time. And they can show up differently.
Yeah. I want to talk with you about this and how it affects us in the world, Dr. Glenna, because, you know, one of the things that I think we should talk about are two really interesting words. They're very important. One of them is disappointment. The other one is frustration. And then I want to throw a third one in there. It usually doesn't get linked to these two, but it's the one that people go to when those other two just don't seem to be working out for them. So disappointment, frustration, and I'm confused, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to begin to tell you what would happen in our family when we brought up the confused thing, right?
Yeah.
But let's talk about what the impact of disappointment and frustration is, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a major expectation not met. It can be an accumulation. Please tell us what the impact is and the relationship of disappointment and frustration to the entire process here.
Oh, that's a great question. So frustration is and confusion both tend to be that we don't have enough information about something. We don't have enough information about whatever it is we're confused. And, you know, that to change that, it's really to ask for what would it take to have more clarity around this? What information do I need to have or receive around this to have more clarity about what's going on? Now, if you have the expectations in place, like we've been talking about, getting the clarity can be really difficult because you can't see beyond your expectations. Disappointment. It's funny, I was just in Dublin and there was a relationship class that Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here did, which was phenomenal, 4-day class in Dublin before I taught my energetic manual therapy class. And one of the things he said is that the Irish people have, which just struck me, which they have these patterns of disappointment. He was talking about people having patterns of limitation, which is what an expectation creates. You know, if you're always expecting things, you're going to be just, you know, they're not going to show up the way they are. You're going to have expect limitations if you had that, you know, everything's going to go wrong or could go wrong, which Murphy's Law, which is, he must have been an Irishman. And I was just struck because it was like, that's my family. Being disappointed. I come from, you know, a history of Irish Catholic family, and that is what it was. It was patterns. You were always disappointed by things, which means you always had expectations that were never going to be met instead of creating beyond it. And I've had my life has been here and there, these patterns of disappointment in relationship, things with my kids. And then thanks for these access tools, because it's gotten me out of it so dramatically out of that. So disappointment is your point of view about how things turn out. You can look at them totally different and go, wow, okay, that didn't work. What else is possible? Or you can look at it and go, oh my God, of course it didn't work. I'm a terrible person. I can never do anything right. Never thing ever works out for me. It always shows up like that, which is a thing you put into place to be disappointed. You're almost, your expectation is being disappointed about things. And if you can turn it around and have like, what else is possible? In these access tools, you've got, you know, what else is possible? What's so right about this I'm not getting is another great one to use when you're in that disappointed phase. But I see my mom creating this all the time. I mean, to look back now at my childhood and all the way through about how much this pattern of disappointment was part of our family life. And yet, it's part of Ireland, and a lot of Americans have Irish ancestry. I'm wondering if Italians have it too.
Oh, there's no question about it. I think the Italian part of it, which I can talk to a little bit before we go to break, is the one that I decided to study for 8 years, because not only was it so part of my upbringing as a kid, but I went on to understand that through the repeal of the psychological contract that happened in the workplace, what I also really started to really wonder about is, you know, we can't point to this almost abstract thing that's disappointing us, right? The notion of a company disappointing us, that's one aspect. But what I looked at as I decided to go back to school, I said, it's been people, you know, people. I've had people in my life at a very early age that made promises, my dad, number one, promises that he did not keep. And sometimes the promise, my dad knew that what he was saying and promised was impossible to keep. How does that make any sense to anybody? Turn on your current political challenge today. Promises that are being made across the board, maybe they could be kept, but the realization for a lot of folks today is, I'm still hanging on to what you promised me. And if you don't deliver, shame on you. When we come back, we're going to take a look at how expectations convert to promises and what the significant impact is, whether it's a perceived implied promise or something explicitly told to you. What is the impact that Dr. Glenna is talking about? And what do we do with that projection of it? But more importantly, What happens to our emotional intelligence thanks to the other E word, expectations? I hope you expect us to come back, because actually we do. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hi. I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you, and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive, and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about X today, not X-Tina. Of course, we love her too. We're talking about expectations and projections. And I think for me, Dr. Glenna, this is probably a very, very powerful message today for a lot of reasons. And we're going to dig deep into the reasons now. But when we talk about what expectations create, we also talk about what we can do to change them. Because expectations and possibilities cannot exist in the same sphere.
That's true.
Because if you expect something, by the very nature of expectations, what you're doing is you're eliminating anything that's outside of what you expect, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, so what do you do without expectations? How do you create? I mean, that's normal here, to have an expectation. You know, you have your expectations about your political parties. You have expectations about your parents. You have expectations about your children. That's how we create in this reality. How do you do it differently? How do you ask questions, which, you know, is my thing. You ask questions and look at what would work for you. What is possible here? Are these people going to show up the way they say they are? So you're not surprised. Is that, you know, someone is obligated to you? Are they really going to, can they even show up that way? Is that even possible for them to do? And then what questions can you ask to actually create what you're asking for? What are you asking for? Would you like your children to be doctors, or would you like them to be successful? I mean, if you're a parent and you're like, oh, I'd love my child a doctor, lawyer, you know, whatever those things are we expected for them to be married and have, you get grandchildren is their future. But is that really what you're asking for? Or would you rather them be successful, independent, being able to take care of themselves, people in the future? So you can do a question like, what would it take? What would I have to contribute to my children for their lives to be greater than I could imagine, versus expecting them to show up in this box of what you think would be successful for them, whether that, you know, whatever that is for you. So if you're asking questions without coming to a conclusion about what it should look like, then everything can start contributed to, and really asking and you shall receive is really what's true for all of us. So be clear on what you're asking for and ask it open-ended, and then I'll start following the things that will start to contribute to what that is. Then you don't have to be disappointed when it doesn't show up the way you thought it was supposed to show up.
Yeah, it's funny too, because our expectations go beyond what some people call the norm, right? Even if we look at a scenario, right? It could be any number of things, but we have an idea of a scenario, but there's an emotion behind our expectation. There's an investment we have in our expectation, because as we expect things, it may mean that if I expect this in the background of my consciousness, I'm already planning where my future is going to go based on that expectation being met.
Yeah.
And even if there was an outside circumstance that would prevent a thing from happening,
yeah,
we still hang on and even become more invested in the expectation for fear of not having any other possibility if it doesn't turn out our way.
Which is such a bummer. To have no other possibility. I mean, it's just such a bummer to create your life from that place. And it is so normal for people to do that. I was, you know, married for years, had 3 children with a man, and I kind of expected him to be a dad and to be the father of my kids and to contribute to all these things. And when we separated and got divorced, he was not there. That didn't show up in I had expectations about what husbands and fathers were in my life. And I had to get rid of all of them so I could actually create. Because if I had continued to buy into this point of view that he was going to be this father that contributed to his children the way I expected fathers to do, I would have never been able to receive what I was able to receive by getting out of the point of view and then saying, okay, this is what I would like to have. I would like to have money in my future so me and the children actually can create a great life. Where is that going to come from? I had to stop expecting. I couldn't have an expectation that came from him. Now, by getting out of that point of view and asking for everything to contribute to me, no matter what it looked like, I got the, you know, California State is wonderful with deadbeat dads. They contributed massively to me getting child support. And I started creating more. Money was what I was asking for. You know, financial ease with my kids, raising 3 children on my own. And I was expecting it would come from him. It wasn't. And, you know, people would say, well, he should pay. My mother would say this. Well, he should. And I'm like, he's not. Maybe he should, but he's not. I can't spend 1 minute going down that road because it's not creating what I'm asking for, which was actually greater financial ease in my life. So I had to step up and say, okay, what can I create? I had to change my business from being this small business I was doing to help support our family to a business that supported my entire family and me and the kids' future. I couldn't expect it to come from someplace else. That was such a major change for me to get out of those expectations and hearing it all the time. It was, you know, and it was projected on him that he should, and he wasn't. And that he would go up and that projection put him in even more resistance.
Yeah.
So over the years, he has changed. It has changed. Our relationship has changed, and he's more supportive of his children. And part of that is because I got out of expectations about what he should do into what's possible from anywhere.
Yeah. When we have a series of expectations that interlink with each other, those expectations convert to norms. And what I mean by that, I was talking to somebody about the football stuff, right? Yeah. And so lots of people were talking about the game between the Chiefs and Patriots, and they were pointing to that one play that the referee, the umpire, missed. the pass interference play that was so obvious to all of us on television that when you were watching it, we're like, oh my gosh, how could anybody miss that, right? And so it was interesting to listen to the chit chat about it. You know, one person was so like, you know what? After all this time, with so many blunders this year, that was his word, with so many blunders this year in football. Now, I don't know all of them for sure. I don't know them. But when so many blunders in football this year, why would you expect that game to be different than all of the like 100 other games that would play where other teams fell victim to bad calls or not having replays or A, B, C, D, E, and all of the above? And I kind of found that interesting to listen to that, because on the one hand, somebody that didn't watch all the games had an expectation that those kinds of calls wouldn't happen. On the other hand, somebody that watches it all the time is saying, that's just the game.
And that's just the way it is.
The game. That's just the way the football fumbles or something.
Yeah, it's a good analogy to what we're talking about with the football game. And you know, what if you could even change a football game by having a point of view and being a question without expectations? My son played baseball when he was young, little league, and I would sit in the game like, what would it take for this game to turn out greater than we could imagine? What would it take for that pitcher to throw more strikes or whatever? I tried to be not too specific, but just be greater than all the kids could imagine and show up that way. And they won, I think they won Little League something that year. It's quite a few years ago. But that it's possible to change things that we don't think are possible to change with our questions. It may take a minute for the universe to kind of arrange everything to contribute to what we're asking for, but it's absolutely possible. If you don't expect it to show up a certain way, you can have more. You know, I'm not a big football fan, but it would be fun if someone's watching who is. Like, you could in the next game. It's like, what would it take for this game to show up greater than for my team than I could ever imagine?
Yeah.
And see, you know, and I know of people who have been live during games, rugby games in Australia and other things, that have had changes happen live while they were watching the game on television because they asked questions that were open-ended, asking for something greater, and it worked. I mean, you get results from this stuff. That's why I've been doing this access stuff for so many years, is because being a question actually creates results way better than your expectations could ever come close to creating.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this because it's applicable in every part of your life, right? So let's take a scenario. You want to buy a house, you apply for a mortgage, you go through the process, and then you get the information back and it says A, B, C, D about whether you are going to get the mortgage, you're not going to get the mortgage, what the rate is, what the rate isn't.
Right?
9 times out of 10, what happens when you get the rate or you get the answer, you stop, right? You stop if you've been approved and you stop if you've not been approved. One way or the other, you make a decision. But there's another question now in finance and in borrowing. You know, and some of the questions come to the place of, you know, what is the possibility of there being another option to this rate? And it allows you to move along and start to ask logical questions. So I want to ask you this. The notion of a possibility question might lead to a question that does have to do with more logical, results-oriented outcomes. Let's make that connection, because I think it's an important one, right?
Yeah.
If you expect something, your choices at the end of the rainbow may be very, very slim compared to letting go of that, possibilities and options.
Well, that's, you know, this is really interesting, because a few years ago, I had a situation like what you're saying. My landlord was called me up and let me know they were going to be selling the house, and they were giving me the first option to buy, which they'd always said they would do. And they decided they're going to sell the house that I rent, that I've been in for years. And at the time, well, I'm self-employed. My financial situation does not look exceptional, because as a self-employed person, I have lots of deductions on what my income is. So I went starting to apply for loans, and everyone was no. And this was like 5 years ago. And they were really, this was right after the crash in the market. It was difficult. to get loans then. They weren't giving out as many. And I got a no. And then I went, like, a little panic started showing up. The rental market is outrageous here. Where am I going to move me and all my kids if I can't buy this house? And none of those were questions. And I talked to some people that allowed me to ask different questions, like, what else is possible? What would it take to keep this home, to keep stay in this house? I even asked the house, would you like us to keep living here? The answer was very light, that the house wanted us to stay. So I asked it to contribute. And then different, like, higher interest rate loans. Someone was saying, well, like, work with someone that could buy it and you can keep rent, have the person that buys it, you can rent from them. All these other, there was quite a few different possibilities that started showing up where I could actually stay here and work towards buying the house. What ended up happening, I remember sitting outside with the house one evening, just talking to it, like, no matter what it takes, we're going to change this, no matter what it takes. And I got an email in the morning from the landlord who said, oh, we've decided not to sell. And that was one of the possibilities that showed up by not being stuck in the point of view that I, you know, that there anything could show up. My request was to stay here or live somewhere fabulous or better. And it showed up in a way I wouldn't have imagined. That was not a point of view that the landlord had ever shown that he'd had. And like, there was like a 6-week time period when I was looking into buying the house. That was never his point of view. And it was something about taxes. It was actually better financially for them not to sell. And I was just like, oh my God, how does it get any better than that? Me and the kids had a party right afterwards. It was such, and I'm still in this house and I'm, you know, buying it in the future is definitely a target, and that can change. I don't expect to buy this house, but that is a possibility that I have open to.
Yeah. I mean, you and I are here as people that decided to have our own business.
Yeah.
You know, we decided to be in the world. We decided to, you know, what do you call it? Self-employed, entrepreneurial, right?
Right. So
basically, when you think of that and you talk to other people, and I get asked a lot about, Pat, what did it take for you to decide that after decades in corporate America and even have an opportunity for me to go back to corporate America, right? So yeah. I get asked that question a lot about, you know, what does it take to be in this world in this way? And I point to one thing, Dr. Glenna. I point to the industry I'm in, which I don't even know how to describe it, because we never really entered that industry. We created our own version of broadcasting, right? So I don't really relate to the industry. But I do point to a point in time. And so when I get asked that question, I point to the big recession, as people call it, that we went through. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like 7, 8, 9, those.
Oh, it's like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Right. And I say, you know, here's what I love about what I said yes to in my life. When that came upon the world, so many of my friends and colleagues evaporated, right? I said, we would have evaporated as well. But the possibility of expanding was presented to me. And instead of evaporating and shutting the show down, we looked at this possibility that was presented to me because somebody else couldn't do it. And in that moment, there was a place where possibility showed up, and it required a firm decision to take action. And I think so often we forget that, because if we're hung up on an expectation, we're expecting somebody else to take action. If we're in the space of possibility, the ball is in our court. And that's so important to remember that here, I think.
Well, it's about choice then. You know, what are you going to choose? It's going to create more. I remember that time during the recession, like a lot of people, my business exponentialized. That was during the time I'm talking about with the divorce and the money not coming in. And my questions actually, I didn't even feel it in my life. My business grew and grew and grew. The Access business grew. And there was a really different point of view, not the expectation that you were going to have financial difficulty during it, but what else is possible? I mean, most of the great recessions and depressions is where a lot of the biggest companies came out of, because they didn't buy into that point of view and the projections. Really, it's a projection that your business wouldn't succeed because of a recession. if you don't have that, then what else is possible? And those projections, if you don't buy into them, you can create beyond them. Definitely was a different time for me. It was actually quite phenomenal how my business grew. And that's a choice. You know, we talk about choice a lot. Choice creates. What are you choosing? Are you choosing to expect things to show up? Are you choosing what's greater for you? Are you choosing what's possible for you? And every choice is just in 10 seconds. If you've been choosing expectations today, if that's what you've been choosing to function from, you can change that instantly. You can go back and forth all day today. You could have expectation choices and then go back to choices with the possibilities in them all day long. See which ones create. Start looking at what your choices create for your future, because expectations don't allow futures to be created. We're trying to force something into place that we think should show up. But questions allow greater futures. And if I choose this, what will that create for my future? And if you don't choose it, what will it create? And you will feel a lightness or a heaviness or, what those choices will start to create for your future instead of coming from an expectation. And then choose those ones. If you choose the ones that create more, and everyone that's listening has the ability to know. That's something you can't take away. You know what your choices will create if you allow yourself to have that awareness. Practice it. You know, if I eat this for lunch, what's that going to create for the rest of my day? Simple. Play around with these things. It's easy to ask the questions and have the awareness. Following through on them is your choice too. And that's actually quite a bit easier. Once you get that it creates more, when you choose the ones that create more, and then it actually shows up creating more, it gets a lot easier. But you have to start somewhere.
Absolutely. It's like a gentleman said to me on Saturday, a gentleman I play with, I think he has his 82nd birthday. He's in fantastic shape. So he looks at me and says, as we're playing table tennis together, and he said, "Pat, how do you expect to hit the ball if you're not going to move towards it?" And in that moment, it really just highlighted everything, you know, for me, because why would I expect to make that shot if I continue not to move towards the ball? Mm-hmm. And yet at the same time, I wasn't as disappointed in missing the shot as he was. So he clearly had an expectation. But the possibilities that we step into are not that black and white. Possibilities are organic and magnetic. And so thank you, Dr. Glenna, for today of shining a light on this, because this is something that we have the ability to change. I want to ask you one last question. What is your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And especially for people that are thinking, how do I clear this unmet expectation energy out?
What would you like to choose? I just, talked about it. If I choose this, what will it create? What if you ask that for every choice you made just today, or maybe in the next 2 hours after the show, after you listen to this? If I choose this, what will it create? What will my future be like if I choose this? Start to get an awareness for you of what your choices create. And then you can choose from more clarity and more from the place of what you would like your future to be.
Wow. Dr. Glenna Rice, again, please give out your website if you would.
GlennaRice.com and accessconsciousness.com/Dr. Glenna Rice for all my upcoming workshops.
Yeah, thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. And for those of you out there, you can expect Dr. Glenna to be back next month. That's for sure. And I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about us, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, also the Dr. Pat Show. Lots coming this year for all of you. And that is something that we work every day to make sure we meet and exceed that expectation, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Questionable Conversations Radio with Dr. Glenna Rice. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Dr. Glenna explores different parenting methods, examines healthier lifestyles, and explores what else is possible to guide you toward a successful career. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit GlennaRice.com. That's GlennaRice.com. See you next time.